This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mike White was the story yesterday, the win over the Bears. You called it this morning when we opened up the show, a flawless performance, especially in the rain and those conditions and the wind at MetLife Stadium. Really couldn't have been much better. There was a dropped interception there, but outside of that, I mean, his passer rating was like near perfect. The three touchdowns, the 10 receivers that he found, getting Garrett Wilson involved with a big game, getting Elijah Moore back in the offense, everybody just getting lifted up by Mike White's presence, which is just insane. It's just crazy to think that this guy who came out of nowhere did it again. He did it last year and then was given another opportunity, got hurt. He was thrown back out there against Buffalo with a really bad team. The Jets were bad last year. They're good this year. And he got crushed and Zach got healthy and that was the end of it. And he didn't get an opportunity at the beginning of the year. I don't know why. I'd like to go and ask Rob Saleh and Joe Douglas exactly why.
I'll tell you why, because Zach Wilson actually played better when he got back under center last year after the injury, after Mike White got hurt.
No. I'm talking about when Zach Wilson was hurt at the beginning of the year.
Why did they play Flacco instead of Mike White?
Yeah. You know, so that's really the question I would have for them. He had a bad preseason. Maybe that was it. Maybe they just wanted, because with this new team and the talent, they were more comfortable with someone who had done it more than Joe Flacco. I don't know. But after seeing Mike White and these games that he's put together, it's not a fluke. It's just not a fluke.
And remember, he's inheriting a better team this year, so he doesn't have to be all Mike White all the time. Just like Rob Saleh said after the game yesterday, just make the easy throws, make the easy plays, and we'll be fine. Our defense will keep us in games. Now, their defense is going to be taxed come Sunday at 1 o'clock in Minnesota because nobody can cover Justin Jefferson. Nobody. And Sauce Gardner will have an opportunity to do that. And it's going to be up to this defense to keep this game and try to keep Minnesota to around 24 points. And then hopefully Mike White can go out and do what he normally does. And by the way, Minnesota gives up a lot of big plays on defense. So, yeah. Look, Mac Jones went in there and threw for over 370 yards.
And that was his best game ever. And it wasn't a coincidence that it was against the Vikings in that pass defense, which is really bad right now. I mean, they've got some injuries back there. Their defensive line as well has not been as productive and not putting pressure on quarterbacks. And those two things combined have led to just guys running wide open in the middle of the field. I don't understand it. It's every game. There's guys, you know, it's like they pan to the shot of the secondary. There's the opposing team's wide receiver, and I don't see a defender within 10 yards anywhere. It's just frustrating.
What's going to be interesting, today I'm doing Monday QB right here on CBS Sports Network, 6 o'clock tonight. And I'm hoping that somebody over there is paying attention and they give me the Mike White game.
Oh, yeah.
So I can point out what he did well and how many great things that he did yesterday under adverse conditions, albeit against, you know, a team that is not the same team, especially when their quarterback was hurt and not playing, Justin Fields. So hopefully I'll get to break down Mike White again tonight later on. So that'd be good. But I will say that if he can play 75%, because yesterday was a 100% game. And yesterday was unbelievable. You couldn't have asked for a better performance from him. He didn't look like he had any nerves. The weather didn't affect him. Everybody caught every ball that was thrown to them. He threw the ball to 10 different guys. You had a rookie running back starting his first game or his career, gaining over 103 total yards. I mean, there were a lot of good things that went on yesterday. And that offensive line played great.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. And I think about, too, how many guys we've seen thrust into spots like yesterday and fail in the NFL.
Well, Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Now, been around for 100 years making a lot of money to go out there just to take snaps to try to get the team in and out of the huddle. That's how hard it is.
Right.
And a guy, he's made so much freaking money over the years. Now, he's won some games, but, you know, I don't necessarily know that he's ever had a game like Mike White has had two of.
But to stay ready, to stay focused, to be engaged throughout all of the end of last year after he burst on the scene and was the talk of the town for 2 weeks, and then he was gone. And then he doesn't get the shot at the beginning of the year because Flacco's playing. And then Zach Wilson is back, and you're thinking, oh, you hear everything out of the organization. Zach's our guy, Zach's our guy. And this entire time, he's sitting there, back there, staying sharp, waiting for his moment, knowing that it could come at any point. It does, and he goes out there and balls out in the way that he did.
But 3 weeks ago, they elevated him to number two.
Yeah, which obviously meant something.
Which meant something. And, maybe they saw something in practice. Maybe they just wanted to get him more reps. Maybe they saw something from Zach on the field that they weren't happy with. And, you know, it was just a matter of time before Mike White was going to get his chance again. And I'll tell you what, you could talk about Wally Pipp. You could talk about, you know, all these great backup stories. You know, this, he's just got to stay healthy, and he just can't go into a game being indiscriminate with the ball. He's got to protect the ball. He has to.
Yeah. I mean, and there's guys, like, if you think about, you know, when Kurt Warner first stepped in, and I'm going to extreme good examples because why not? Because let's dream after what we saw yesterday. Kurt Warner and Tom Brady, when those guys, you know, came into the games the first time and looked great, you know, it was like, wow, I mean, is this sustainable? This is what we were saying then, too. Like, this guy came out, you know, Kurt Warner came out of a supermarket.
Undrafted free agent.
Right.
Okay, Tom Brady was a 6th-round draft choice. Mike White was a 5th-round draft choice.
Yeah.
So, essentially, somebody saw something in Mike White earlier on in his career than they saw in Tom Brady or Kurt Warner.
Yes. We're talking about two guys who have won championships and Tom Brady being the best to have ever done it. And one guy's already in the Hall of Fame. The other guy will be in the Hall of Fame. So it's a possibility. Stranger things have happened.
You know what? Honestly, if you told me that the Jets are going to win their next, like, say, two games against the Vikings and the Bills, you said, right?
Yeah, they're at Minnesota and at Orchard Park.
If they win those two games and he plays well in those games, now I'm not talking about 315 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I'm talking 225 yards, you know, 2 touchdowns, no turnovers, and the Jets win 24-21 or 27-24, I would tell you, you got the real deal. Because now this is where it's not cutting time. This is playoff time. This is playoff football. This is December. And this is where he has a chance. I mean, think about what he has a chance to do for himself right here. He's a free agent at the end of this year.
Yeah. I mean,
goes on and takes this team to the playoffs, and dare I say it, they win the AFC East because they have a chance. They have a chance.
Everything's possible right now. Everything.
And they go on to win the AFC East, and he plays great. That's asking a lot. I'm not. That would be like Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
That would be unbelievable. And that would be one of the great stories in New York sports history.
Oh, I would 100%. If he ended up being the starting quarterback, got a contract out of this, and, you know, took them to the playoffs, won a playoff game, 100% it would.
Yeah, because he doesn't, you know, it's not like he runs with the ball. It's not like he's Kyler Murray or Josh Allen or any of those players. He just seems to be like a nice, composed, poised player.
Yeah. I mean, and to be not nervous, and we talked about Zach being nervous, as you mentioned many times on game day, it just seems like he's overwhelmed. For him to not be nervous when he gets another shot, I mean, he was probably so disappointed when he got hurt last year. Like, are you kidding me? Like, right now, I'm the guy, finally. And I got hurt. He's going out there thinking, this is all right. I finally got back here. It's a year later. And to play like he's been there for 20 years.
I mean, yeah. Crazy. He's older. Remember, he's older. He's been around. He's been on a number of different organizations. The Jets waived him 4 times.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable. Which really, I mean, this is like the everyday man getting an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, he's 27, so I mean,
he's not a young guy.
21, 22, yeah. You know, he has been around, obviously, you know, drafted all the way back in 2018 at this point, so, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's nuts. I mean, he doesn't, you know, it doesn't look like a superstar, but he 2 games, I've watched him play like a superstar, and that, to me, is no coincidence, and last year was against a team that ended up going to the Super Bowl.
Well, he's got 15 quarters of football under his belt.
Yeah.
15. Not a lot, but 8 of those 15 are pretty damn, I would say 9 of those 15 were pretty damn good.
Right. Maybe even 10, because think about when he played, I don't know which one you're referencing.
I'm thinking about Indy.
So then, he came in and played against New England before he got the start.
That's
against,
right, yeah. Because
played really well then, too.
Played well, yeah.
In a blowout. It was a blowout.
It's just that he had that bad game against Buffalo. So
it was terrible. Yeah.
This is where he can't do that. You can't go out there and just be indiscriminate with the ball. Just do what he did yesterday and keep it in your guys' hands. You're going to win a lot of games, especially with this defense.
I mean, if you throw the ball like he does, you don't turn the ball over, you can run the ball like the Jets run the ball and play the defense that they've been playing this year, who can't they beat? Who can't they beat with that formula? Seriously.
That's why I said they have a shot.
Jeff's on Long Island. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey.
So I have a question about Zach Wilson's future and also a point about why they didn't play White earlier. So Zach Wilson last year had the worst quarterback rating in the league. And this year, the only player worse by less than a point worse is Kenny Pickett on Pittsburgh. So for Boomer, you've ever seen a quarterback who was the worst quarterback in the league for 2 years ever become any good? And also, is it possible to teach a quarterback accuracy?
Yes, it is. It is possible to do that. And I'm sure that they see the accuracy in practice. And there's a reason why. There's no anxiety. He's not going to get hit. There's nothing riding on it. So whatever happens to him from the practice field to the game field is what they got to work out. And I don't know if that's, sometimes you wonder if that's salvageable. But that doesn't mean you can't make the quarterback accurate. He was very accurate against Buffalo. And a couple games prior to that, he was running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And he was inaccurate, throwing balls high, missing easy wide receivers who were open, backs out of the backfield that were open. And it's one of the reasons why guys like Elijah Moore wanted to get traded. And I think one of the things that happened last week, and now that I think of it, and now that I hear Garrett Wilson talk about it, was his commentary after the game. Here's your number one wide receiver who has a chance to be Offensive Rookie of the Year. I don't know if he'll get it, but he'll have a chance at it, especially if he finishes strong, like Jamar Chase finished strong last year for the Bengals. When he came out and said what he said after that game, and then on top of all the stuff that Zach said and how Zach handled it, Rob Saleh had to do something. And what you have now is you have a harmonious locker room with an outsider, and that outsider happens to be your former QB1 who's got to get his act together.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. Depending on how Mike White plays is going to be a big part of whether Zach's going to get another opportunity. If this keeps happening, he's not going to get another opportunity with the Jets. And I also just sounds like, he's got a tremendous hill to climb within that locker room. More than we even knew.
Well, here's the thing. So let's talk about the Nirvana with Mike White. Let's say he does well. I think you have to give him a contract. You have to give him a 5-year contract. It's got to be reflective of his performance this year, especially if he gets you into the playoffs. And then you start exploring opportunities to trade Zach Wilson. And maybe you trade him to somebody like San Francisco. Somebody where there's a guy there that believes that he can change a guy or fix a guy. And that would have to be a coach that's very, very secure in his spot and is an offensive head coach and somebody who probably likes Zach Wilson coming out of college but couldn't draft him.
It's amazing. We're sitting here and talking about this right now with Zach Wilson's career basically hanging in the balance with the Jets, that is.
That's the reality of the business, man. You got to be a man, man. You got to step out there and you got to have some big brass set of balls.
You're allowed to say it.
Balls. I know what I'm allowed to say.
It's just where you stopped yourself,
Yeah.
That's why I said that. I wasn't saying you didn't know.
And Mike White obviously has them, and Zach hasn't developed them yet.
No, not even close.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.